This recording, Peru 6, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working at daily at a old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job in a superb private practice in North Square near Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to trot around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, Coma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying much, but Mrs. Harrison, a veterinary lawyer, thought it was fair price for a cure.
I was born in Peru. I studied microbiology. I have one brother. I am 20 years old. The thing I miss most about Peru is the food. Food here doesn't have any taste. And what I don't like is that I'm not legal to drink here anymore. I went to a Catholic school, so I had to wear uniform to school every day. To do it here, I had to get a Fulbright scholarship, which covers all my tuition until I graduate, or as long as I want to stay, actually. I have a brother who is probably coming here in a year and wants to study psychology and psychiatry, maybe. In order to get from one place to another, we have a lot of taxis and a lot of buses, so we don't have as many cars as people here. The official drinking age in Peru is 18 years old, but since law is not really that tight in there, as long as you have money, anyone, no matter the age, can buy alcohol. Drugs, the same that are here, a lot cheaper. Yeah, it's the same that here.